In 1980, Talking Heads released their fourth studio album, Remain in Light. The band's previous three records had progressively blown open people's minds. Remain in Light did not disappoint. Listen carefully and you can hear the music of West Africa, specifically the work of Fela Kuti, the Nigerian pioneer of the sound called Afrobeat. Part jazz, part funk, part trance, with unforgettable lyrics that at the time I thought were surreal, even absurd.
And you may find yourself shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
Did you have any idea in Benin in 1980 that there was a band called Talking Heads and they had this album?
No, I mean, it was not even played. I mean, from the moment the communist regime arrived, all music that was not propaganda music was banned. So I discovered the song Once in a Lifetime in Paris when I arrived there in 1983-84.
That's vocalist Angélique Kidjo remembering her first encounter with Remain in Light and that track Once in a Lifetime.
Once in a Lifetime, water flowing under.
Once in a Lifetime was, for me, I was not really fluent in English at that time, but it has a spirit of bringing me back home, basically, without me understanding and not knowing anything about it. But it makes me feel it was not rock and roll, pretty much. It was something that was more close to home than rock and roll was close to home.
If you want to hear rock and roll, you can, but rock and roll came from Africa. This tension came up the first time Angélique Kidjo heard that Talking Heads record in Paris at a party.
When I listened to it, I'm like, This is like African music, and of course, the stupid racist people, some of them that were at the party where I listened to it, say, they start laughing. They say, where do you come from? This is not nothing to do with Africa. This is rock and roll, and you guys in Africa don't know anything about it.
There were people at the party where you heard the song that said that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I said, okay. People are like, well, you African are not sophisticated enough to understand this kind of music, so just don't tell us that. I mean, okay.
Almost as if to prove those haters wrong, Angélique Kidjo has now released her own track-by-track reworking of Remain in Light.
Take a look at these hands. Take a look at these hands. The hand speaks. The hand of a government man.
I've seen some people actually say that David Byrne said he was inspired by Afrobeat for a lot of the tracks on Remain in Light. Have you spoken with David Byrne about that?
I asked everybody's permission to do this album, the whole band, so I get the blessing of everybody. And before I dive into it, because when I decided to touch up on this, I have to find out what was in that album that sounded familiar to me without me being able to put my finger on it. And I realized that they were listening to Fela Kuti. And then when I start doing it, for me, I would start listening to the whole album and chants, African chants, was coming to mind.
Don't you miss it? Don't you miss it? Some young people just about missed it.
So I definitely hear Afrobeat in a tune like Born Under Punches, but you heard it kind of peppered throughout the album.
Definitely, because that was the beginning of it. That was the beginning of the original Remaining Light was not them trying to copy Fela's music, or not that to replicate it. It was to be inspired by it and create it into their own world.
I'm walking alone.
So what did you really want to do by releasing a new version, your own version of Remain in Light? What was kind of your mission?
People always said to me, Remain in Light, the lyrics are really absurd. And I said, not really. And they have political meaning, they have layers of meaning, and they exude anxiety, stress, even in the joyful way. That's one of the things that really struck me, that the Talking Heads understood that in traditional music in my country, you have some heavy subject, some depressing subject, yet people are dancing on it. And that's what Fela does, and that's what I always do for my career where I bring some heavy subject to the table and offer it for people to dance on it and to do whatever they want to do after, to make about the issue that I'm raising. And that's what I felt in this album.
Get out of the way. This isn't the time.
Album also, when I was doing my researches, I find out that it was released on the Reagan era, the war on drugs, and that's one of the layer of it. And also, I wanted to bring African resilience to people, because we're living in times where people are wondering, how do we go by our life every day with the nonsense that is going on in the world, by all this hate that are coming from left and right, center, south, east, north, west, all over the place. How do we continue having a kind of survival instinct that will help us through? How do we preserve our humanity?
Lost my ship, trying to act casual.
What do you think Fela would have made of your treatment of Remain in Light?
Well, Fela would have said, let me play my saxophone on it and take another twist at it.
He would have.
Yeah, he would do that.
Angélique Kidjo, thanks so much for being with us. Great to talk about
your
new album.
Thanks for having me.
We end the show today with Angélique Kidjo's cover of Talking Heads' Cross-Eyed and Painless. Always love that song title. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Weekend is here. Enjoy it. We'll be back with you Monday.